I'm speaking now with the mayor of Ponderay, Steve Geiger. Steve, thank you for taking time to speak with us.
It's great to be here, Chris. Thanks for having us.
So our subject here is the 1% local option tax, and there's currently one in place in Ponderay right now. It was approved by voters and has been in effect the past 5 years since 2019, but that's expiring as of this January. So the ballot measure that voters who live within the Ponderay city limits will see essentially renews and extends the 1% local option tax. So first, why don't you tell us about this existing tax? It's been on the rolls now for 5 years. Let's assume some voters aren't familiar with it. So tell us about how does it even work, the mechanics of it.
You bet, Chris. So basically, in 2019, the voters approved this 1% tax, and it was a tax on all sales tax item goods in the city of Ponderay up to $1,000. So anything that is over a purchase of $1,000 receives zero tax on the entire purchase. Everything under that amount would receive the 1% tax, which would basically amount to about $9.99 max on any one ticket sale. This is a tax that has to be approved by the voters, a 60% majority to pass. And we are now currently collecting about $3.1 million on an average every year. So we'll collect close to $15 million on this 5 year tax. And I think we've done a lot of good and showed the people that we've committed to the promise of the projects that we put on that ballot measure, which was for the connection of Ponderay to the shoreline of Lake Ponderay, and the other project was the Field of Dreams project.
Well, let's dig into that a little bit more. So the connection to Ponderay is that's underway right now, making that a reality to provide a legal access from the city to the Ponderay Bay Trail. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So, with this 1% that we passed, what we have completed on this project was the purchasing of three properties along the shoreline in Ponderay, which pretty much encompasses the entire shoreline for our city, except for one lot to the north. And this 1% helped us receive a grant in the amount of $1.7 million for all the engineering and design of an underpass, which is at the Harbison Field directly behind the Hoot Owl, where we have Ponderay Neighbor Days. And it also includes 30% design on Highway 200. We'll have access into that field. There'll be an access that goes under the railroad tracks that is pretty much a pedestrian-only pathway, but it also does allow for emergency vehicles to access down there in case there's any safety issues or whatnot. And we're hoping that if we can get this tax continued, that as we submit for larger grants for the construction, which is going to be over $10 million, that the city would have the matching funds to get that project finished and create that safe access for all the community.
Yeah, it's not even a matter of safety right now. To get to the shoreline, you basically have to go over the railroad tracks, and that's technically trespassing, right?
It is, and it's been a
Yeah.
problem for, decades. We've all done it and gone down there in the years past, but as the population grows in our community, we have lots more people illegally crossing, and we have, during the summer months, literally hundreds of people a month crossing those tracks with everything from little kids and, strollers and canoes and all the items that you would want to take down to the lake. So
Yes, it's really
it's going
quite
to be a really
unsafe.
great
Yeah.
accident. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's quite unsafe for sure.
Okay, well, give us a short bit of explanation about what's happened with the Field of Dreams with the funding.
Yes, so that a 30-year vision that has been in our community, and Just here a couple months ago, we had our grand opening, and the first phase, which is all complete now, includes the four full-size soccer fields. We had the Pondere Cup out there here last month and had thousands of people out there. It was really great. They're all lit fields. We have parking areas, and we're improving, the roads and everything around there for connectivity through our city. We have a really nice bathroom and concessions facility out there. I mean, if you haven't been out there, everyone should just go out there and see what their money has done. Everybody in our community has helped make this happen. Everybody who shops in Pondere is a part of why we have this a great asset for our entire community.
And access is off of Highway 95, but just a little bit north of
The
what
Garden Center.
the Garden Center there. Yeah.
Yeah, so you go north on 95 to Oneida, and you can drive into there, and you can probably see the lights on in the evenings with the kids practicing in there, or off of Kootenai Cutoff Road, which is kind of tough right now with a new road being put in there. But you can also go up McNerney Road and access the facility as well.
Okay, so a lot's been done with the first 5 years of the local option tax. What would the money be earmarked for in this next run of the tax that would actually run for 10 years this time?
Yeah, actually, 10 years is what we're trying to do, realizing that the first time of 5 years, it was really tough to figure out what we were going to make and then design a project and get it completed before the 5 year end so that we could show the people that we have committed and made that promise come true. So going forward, we're looking at 10 years. And what we want to do this time is realizing there's going to be a lot of maintenance and needs out there, and that's a big question on everybody's mind. How are you going to maintain this facility once you continually improve it? So what we're going to do, council has decided we're going to take basically the first $1 million if we pass this and create an endowment fund for all the maintenance out there at that facility. We're also going to take the interest that we'll make off of the LOT, another million. So, we'll have a total of $2 million in an endowment fund that will give us income forever. The city will have this gift forever to maintain this facility. So that's one really great thing that the city's doing with this money. And then it is also, we are committing $500,000 annually to road improvement projects. Our city operates on a very small budget, and every city probably suffers with roads and maintenance and things like that. So we're committing $500,000 a year off of that, and we're going to continue with these two projects. And in the future, you'll see out at the Field of Dreams, baseball fields, ice hockey, ice skating rink, potentially a field house. And just continuing the roads and parking areas and improving the Field of Dreams area. And then what would happen with the underpass is the city is going to continue to go for these larger construction grants, which, you're going to have about a 20% match on a $10 million project or better. So we're going to need a few million dollars there to continually improve that project and create that access for the city.
Okay, we only have a few minutes left, and you've been telling us some of the arguments, I'd say, in favor of approving the local option tax renewal. How about on the arguments of those who might oppose it? I think one argument might be, well, this is simply adding to the tax on Pondere residents. How would you respond to that?
Well, this community is growing quite a bit, and with all the folks here, we're going to want these public spaces, and these are generational assets for our region. And without it, we want to provide things for our kids and things like that to have a great future and be healthy and athletic and have great spaces. And with the city having an annual budget of about $2 million, a little more, these projects would not even be possible in our community. Our city is the top generator of Bonner County. We create more jobs and income and sales tax for our state than the entire county combined, Chris. We're
Because you
producing
have
over
those
28.
large stores there in Ponderay, yeah.
Exactly, and being that the city has a low population as the and we are the economic, engine, business center of Bonner County, we kind of get punished by the state, to be honestly, with that low population. Our revenue sharing tax dollars that we produce on sales tax for our state is about $28 million a year that we send our state. We are sending them $75,000 a day, and in return we get $150,000, which is an embarrassment, to be
For
perfectly
the whole
honest,
year.
and
That's for the
for the
whole year
entire
is what you get
year.
back. Yeah.
So we work for our state all year long to get back basically 2 days worth of what we generate. And so, we're just in that gray area where we have a low population and the state's formula doesn't treat us fairly based on production. It looks at everything based on population. So we get punished, to be perfectly honest. So, these projects and our road maintenance, everybody coming into our city, we have a police department fully staffed for 1,200 people. It's just unheard of. So, I think this is a way that with all the tourism and everybody coming to shop and come through our town, this is a way for everybody to help contribute. And it's 1%. We haven't really had much kickback or flack or anything that I've heard of in the last 5 years over it. I think we've shown the folks that we've kept our word and kept our promise and have produced some amazing assets that this community has wanted for over 30 years.
Okay, well, this is a ballot measure that will be on the ballot for residents of Ponderay, only residents of Ponderay. Of course, Election Day is November 5th, but early voting's already started for those who may decide to go grab a ballot early. And Steve Geiger, mayor of Ponderay, that's all we have time for. If you want to throw in 10 or 15 seconds on any last comment here.
Yeah, you bet. I just like folks to really consider what we have done in our community, and if you think this is a good idea and want to support us, get out there and do it on November 5th with your vote.
Steve Geiger, Mayor Pondre, thank you for taking time to talk with us.
You bet. Thank you.